local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, off and running here on a busy Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive home each and every day. Maybe you're already off for the Memorial Day holiday like my wife is. I unfortunately am not, but I'm hanging out with Austin, so not all is lost here. As we get started here, text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-2626-111. Our big story of the day today, federal forecasters predicting an above normal Atlantic hurricane season. That includes between 17 and 25 named storms.
Forecast for named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes is the highest NOAA has ever issued for the May outlook.
Rick Spinrad predicts there will also be 3 to 5 major hurricanes of Cat 3 strength or higher. A couple of major factors for the increased forecast activity, including near-record warm ocean temperatures already, as well as the development of La Nina weather pattern. There's already one storm out there. The National Hurricane Center is tracking a disturbance in the southwestern Atlantic that's moving away from the mainland. And, of course, the official start to the Atlantic hurricane season, June 1st. At least 4 people dead, 35 more injured after a tornado tore through Greenfield, Iowa on Tuesday. Much of the town of around 2,000 people devastated by the twister that leveled homes, scattering cars and trees. Governor Kim Reynolds issuing a disaster proclamation for 15 counties, and FEMA has opened 2 disaster recovery centers in Iowa after that severe weather round. And today, a bipartisan border bill failing to clear the Senate for a second time in months. Senators voting 43-50 to tank the bill this afternoon. It was negotiated in the fall by both Democrat and Senate Republicans.
Look, first, we're going to keep trying this year because we believe this is so important. And as was said, the Republicans don't have any explanation why they voted no. This was a bill they all supported.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer putting the bill on the floor for a vote after it was blocked in February. Schumer accuses Republicans of caving to Donald Trump's opposition to the bill. Republicans, though, say it doesn't go far enough in securing the U.S.-Mexico border. That's a look at our top 3 stories here. Of course, the big story of the day involving the Atlantic hurricane season forecast. Earlier in the spring, we heard from both Penn State and Colorado State forecasters with numbers similar to NOAA's there. Coming up next week, media roundtables for both Escambia and Santa Rosa County public safety leaders. So we will learn more next week and put out a lot of good information about what they are expecting, as well as any changes made to major storm recovery efforts and communications and everything like that. So that'll be happening on Tuesday after the Memorial Day holiday in the lead up to the formal start of the Atlantic hurricane season coming next week. 4:15, check in with Austin for the first time. First of all, Austin, how are you? I didn't ask that before.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing good as well.
Good to hear. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. That's some more good news for you. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. All right, looking at the roads here early this evening. A lot of it, you know, is more the same. We have some issues on North Davis Highway, 9 Mile Road, nothing too severe. However, if you're getting off of 9 Mile Road and traveling onto I-10 eastbound, we do have a lot of backups in that area. I never saw any confirmation of an accident, but nonetheless, the backups are rather severe at this time, so be on the lookout for that. Again, that's I-10 eastbound if you're just getting off of 9 Mile Road. Also, Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10, we've got our typical evening traffic giving us some issues there. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 typically have issues there, but there is an accident report causing some further backups in that area. And the last major spot is going to be if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight will be clear with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Beautiful again Friday, mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Some inland areas might be upper 80s. Weather dry tomorrow, and as we head into the weekend, very low rain chances. An isolated shower or storm, really even less than a 10% chance over the weekend. So look for mostly sunny skies and similar temperatures all through Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at our local headlines here today in Santa Rosa County. Commissioners punting on the idea of a new Navarre Beach bridge that would be paid for by tolls. Commissioners heard a presentation from Delivering Bridges LLC. They proposed a privately funded four-lane bridge at a cost of around $150 to $200 million, with toll reimbursements ranging from $2 to $5 depending on the total cost. Commission Chairman Sam Parker says the majority of the board has no appetite for tolling residents.
I am very encouraged that Senator Don Gates is going to be reelected into the Florida Senate later this year, and I think that that will absolutely open up an opportunity that he will be able to work for our area on behalf of the Panhandle, because this bridge obviously services more than just Santa Rosa County.
Parker also opined that if Donald Trump were to be reelected, Florida would receive more federal funding than what the Biden administration has been doling out. Pensacola Beach lifeguards now stationed on Perdido Key. Escambia County Public Safety says that started today, and through August 11th, lifeguards will be stationed at Perdido Key Public Access Number 2, and they'll be there each day between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. In addition, a lifeguard will travel to Public Access 1, 3, and 4 throughout the day to monitor the water and make contact with beachgoers.
Where to swim, here's the sandbars, here's the currents, here's the conditions for the day. And you have to have a physical presence to do that, right? There's only so much that signs and flags can do.
And people wanting to swim at Perdido Key are encouraged to stay near the lifeguards while on the beach, especially in the most populated areas. This morning, heard from PPD spokesman Mike Wood after the early results from the noise violation enforcement operation downtown this past week.
If an officer is on foot walking Palafox and spots an individual with loud music or loud pipes, he can call ahead to the officer that's in a marked vehicle a couple blocks down and let him know to stop that vehicle, and a citation is issued. So,
and the operation, of course, funded by the DIB, who paid off, paid off-duty officers, not paid off-duty officers. There's a big difference there, thanks to punctuation, to focus on the area last Thursday and Saturday. Tragedy here in Santa Rosa County. A fatal crash yesterday happened in mile marker 29. A 31-year-old Milton woman killed, was headed westbound on I-10 when her car ran off the road and rolled over. She was pronounced dead at the scene. We'll take a break there. 418 State and National News coming up next, ahead of Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright joining the program at 435. Pensacola right now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober.
Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now during our Memorial Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus free home delivery when you add any base. Ends Memorial Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about James Calkins' opposition to a renegotiation of the agreement deal with Juanes Pagodas and what in the world, why? Well, we talked about it. Also did some substantial analysis of a recent Supreme Court decision dealing with impact fees out of California and talked about the Escambia County Commission's treatment of the OLF-8 project proposals and discussed the frivolous question of whether you still use paper maps in any way. You can listen to all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
Ended yesterday with a Nickelback song, started today with a Nickelback song.
Look at this photograph.
Exactly. That's how we do it.
Oh, scratchy in my throat there. 423, News Radio Pensacola. Occasional hit song by Joe that we throw in there.
Yes.
By popular demand, I may add.
Oh, you should see the text line. Yeah, it's insane.
That's right. Looking at our state headlines here, before another check of the roads and weather, federal judge blocking part of the Florida law that prohibits transporting migrants into the state. A law was passed last year imposing criminal penalties for transporting people who lack legal immigration status and classify such cases as felonies. A district judge, though, citing testimony from the plaintiff saying the law made immigrants too afraid to travel in and out of Florida with their undocumented friends or family members for fear of being arrested, prosecuted, or deported.
And the state of Florida is accusing Starbucks of racial discrimination. Attorney General Ashley Moody filed a complaint against the coffee chain yesterday, calling for an investigation into the company's hiring practices. She claims one of the Starbucks training exercises tried to convince white employees that they were the problem. The complaint also states that the company's policies say it has an employee quota system with compensation tied to it.
The period dubbed the 100 Deadly Days of Summer due to a spike in fatal crashes among teen drivers starts Memorial Day. Attorney General Ashley Moody looked at stats from 2023.
So that's 83 deaths, 6 deaths per week involving teens and crashes right here in Florida during these summer days.
And Moody says, talk to your kids about being safe on the road this summer. Warn them about the dangers of distracted driving, having friends in the car, and the importance of wearing your seatbelt.
And speaking of which, right before traffic and weather here, AAA is making sure Floridians get home safe this Memorial Day weekend. The Auto Club is getting ready to launch its Tow-to-Go program into Sunshine State tomorrow as a way to keep impaired drivers off the roadways. The service will tow someone's car to a safe location within a 10-mile radius at no cost, regardless if the caller is a AAA member. The initiative will begin at 6 p.m. tomorrow and run until 6 a.m. on Tuesday. 425 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Still got some pretty heavy backups if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 passing Pine Forest Road. Speaking of Pine Forest, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we've got some backups going both ways there. Southbound on Pensacola Boulevard, approaching Detroit Boulevard. Still got some heavy backups in that area also. No confirmation of any accidents in those areas, though. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We do have an accident over there causing some issues. And westbound on Caroline Street. This is if you're coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Clear skies during the overnight hours with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Beautiful and mostly sunny again on Friday with highs in the mid-80s, some spots upper 80s. And this weather continues all the way through the Memorial Day weekend with only a tiny less than 10% chance for an isolated shower or storm to pop up. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Looking at our national news today, calls are growing for Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito to recuse himself from cases tied to the 2020 election and the U.S. Capitol riot.
In the case of Samuel Alito, he definitively needs to recuse himself from any matter pending before the United States Supreme Court that has to do with the January 6th violent insurrection.
And the demands for Alito's recusal are in response to reports from the New York Times that flags related to the attack on the Capitol were flown outside the Supreme Court justices' homes. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who you heard from, says that the Supreme Court has chosen to conduct itself as the judiciary and is above the law.
Hundreds of Harvard graduates are protesting the university's commencement ceremony after some pro-Palestinian demonstrators weren't allowed to receive their degrees. The graduates walked out of the commencement this morning chanting, "Let them walk," in reference to the 13 undergrads who the Harvard Corporation voted to bar from graduation. The protesters marched to the Harvard Epworth United Methodist Church, where they staged a people's commencement.
Some House lawmakers are urging the Pentagon to rehire military service members fired for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. Here's Tammy Trujillo with more.
The House Armed Services Committee Wednesday adopted the amendment to the annual defense policy bill, but it might not survive a meeting later this year with Senate counterparts when they have to iron out differences in the bill before Congress can pass it. Congress had the Defense Department to repeal the pandemic-era mandate in 2023. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And the Los Angeles Police Department is on tactical alert after a new encampment is being set up on the campus of UCLA by pro-Palestinian activists. They are building barricades not far from where police removed an encampment of demonstrators who occupied the area for weeks.
We should have been prepared to immediately remove the encampment if and when the safety of our community was put at risk.
Go ahead.
No, it's a great story. I understand. The new action comes as UCLA's Chancellor, Gene Block, is in Washington, D.C. to be questioned by Congress about security failures that led to violence on campus.
This is my show. My name's first.
Wall Street is closing in with stocks sharply lower today. This comes despite a surge from NVIDIA after it posted its latest earnings yesterday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 605 points to 3965. S&P 500 down 39 to 5267. The NASDAQ dropped by 65 to 16736. Quick check here of our sports calendar tonight. We have the Pacers and Celtics game 2, 7 o'clock on ESPN.
Yes.
Oilers Stars, is that game? That's game 1, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Western Conference Finals. 7:30 start time on TNT. The Braves and the Cubs, they played earlier today.
And the Braves won 3-0.
All right, that stinks. And then also in a couple of headlines, the Cleveland Cavaliers firing head coach J.B. Bickerstaff today. WNBA formally approving the new Toronto-based team to begin play in 2026. Last week that they announced the Golden State Valkyries?
Yes,
as the 15th team, so now the WNBA up to 16 teams.
Also, 14, I think.
14, okay.
Yeah.
Louisville police saying that the detective who arrested Scottie Scheffler was not wearing his body camera. Mm-hmm. They released some more footage there. And I gotta be honest, I didn't see any police officer getting dragged by Scotty Scheffler's car.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Biden announcing stronger ties with Kenya. Fox's Jared Halpern's at the White House.
Standing next to Kenya's President William Ruto, President Biden says he's informing Congress of the intent to designate Kenya a major non-NATO ally.
That's a fulfillment of years of collaboration.
Biden says he's also working with lawmakers to make Kenya the first African nation to receive U.S. chips and science funding to boost that country's semiconductor industry.
It's an effort to link the two nations' supply chains. The recovery efforts continue following an outbreak of tornadoes in Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds giving a grim update today.
There's 4 fatalities here and then 1 in Adams County, so a total of 5.
Speaking in the hard-hit town of Greenfield, on Wall Street, stocks slumping, the Dow falling more than 605 points, worst day since March of 2023. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm your chest. Go with your money now. Reporting quarterly results after today's closing bell, Ross Stores topped expectations for both earnings and revenue. The discount clothing retailer's sales hitting $0.86 billion in the period. It also raised its full-year profit forecast, even as higher prices continue to hit its low- to middle-income shoppers. Shares of Ross Stores are rallying 6.75% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular action, stocks fell for a second day. Blue chips particularly weak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 605 points. The S&P 500 fell 39, the NASDAQ 65. Rocket Mortgage has agreed to pay up to $3.5 million to settle a class action lawsuit from mortgage bankers claiming that the company failed to properly pay them overtime wages. Citing documents filed in an Arizona federal district court, reports say Rocket Mortgage and the plaintiffs, all former mortgage brokers for Detroit-based Rocket, reached the settlement during mediation in April. That's your money now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are currently in a quarterback battle. Even though Russell Wilson has significantly declined as a QB since his time in Seattle, I'll be shocked if Russ isn't starting week one for the Steelers in Atlanta against the Falcons. We'll see if Russ can play well enough to keep Fields off-field for the entirety of the 2024 season, but I just don't see a way that Russ doesn't get the baton first to lead the Steelers offense come fall. I'm Zach Gelb.
We're David and Greg Figueroa,
founders of Melinda's Hot Sauce.
If we were a big corporate brand, we might hire
a voice actor.
But we're not, so we'll just tell you about our 41
unique flavors of Kraft Hot Sauce.
Dude, we can talk about the way we balance heat with
the fresh flavor of real ingredients.
Wow, nice.
Set your mouth on flavor with Melinda's Hot Sauces. Find them at your local retailer or online at melindas.com. That's MELINDAS.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metals investments. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-GOLD for a 100% free gold guide to see exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call Advantage Gold today at 800-900-GOLD.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you regret. Write it down so you never forget. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, taking a quick look at the roads here. We still got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound, passing over Pine Forest Road. And we have also some backups going both ways on Pine Forest Road itself, going to 9 Mile and coming from 9 Mile. And then Caroline Street if you're coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Also, a couple of texts coming in here. Not surprising on this one. The light at Davis and I-10 out completely right now. We had the power flicker off and on within the last probably 30, 45 minutes. So we're obviously close to that area. So keep in mind there. Also, disabled car at the bottom of I-110 headed southbound. So be mindful there. Looks like it's on the left-hand side as you're approaching the downtown exit there. 4:38 here. Here's Alan with the forecast update.
The weather overnight will be clear with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Beautiful again Friday, mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Some inland areas might be upper 80s. Weather dry tomorrow, and as we head into the weekend, very low rain chances. An isolated shower or storm, really even less than a 10% chance over the weekend. So look for mostly sunny skies and similar temperatures all through Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you so much, Alan. Appreciate it. 4:38 now at News Radio Pensacola. And this time after every Santa Rosa County Commission meeting on Thursdays, we like to find out what happened. And Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright joining the program here. Good afternoon, Commissioner. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Very busy day. That's good to be on with you.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Of course, a zoning meeting coming up at 5 o'clock as well. I wanted to start with the conversation today that centered around a new Navarre Beach Bridge. It's obviously something that's on the radar for you guys, but wasn't necessarily solicited, as I understand it, but you had a company put forth a proposal and kind of do the legwork and say, here's what we would recommend, here's how much it would cost. And, of course, the kind of the main headline was that, oh, well, this would involve tolls. And so that was what much of the discussion centered around today. What did you like about what they had to say and maybe not so much?
Well, number one, the buzzword tolls is not a word that anyone wants to hear, including myself. Everyone views a toll like a tax. So United Bridge Partners had had conversations with a number of the commissioners and administration going back over 5 years on what they proposed they could do at some point for the county. And I think as time got closer, it's my understanding they'd reached out to Commissioner Eddington, and he asked him to come, make some type of presentation to the board so it was out in the public. That's what they did today. You know, they gave the presentation on what they've done in other communities, how they effectively, spend their own cash to build a bridge, do construction. They claim they can do it in 2 to 3 years, and then they toll the bridge to recoup their costs, and they operate it. Obviously, with past experience with Garson Point Bridge, there's obviously a lot of hesitation in having a private group have anything to do with a bridge that the public would be traveling on. And obviously tolls and concerns people. So we just had some conversations, some hard questions for them. And I think that at the end of the day, the board really didn't have much desire to take it any further than that this time. And we'll probably look at other options and see what we can pursue to fund a new Navarre Beach Bridge some way.
And listening to the conversation today, there was a couple of things that stood out. Number one was, I think for anybody who is saying, well, okay, if we're not going to do tolls, well, how in the world is it going to get paid for? And Commissioner Calkins brought up, well, that was kind of the same conversation about the 3 mile bridge. And, we had representation in the Senate that was able to get us the requisite funding. And then, so that was the first thing. The other thing that I thought was really interesting was both Commissioner Calkins and also Commissioner Parker bringing up November's election and how, hey, depending on how the results shake out, there could be more funding for our area for these sorts of major infrastructure projects.
Well, I don't think that we should completely write off the option of a private-public partnership of some sort, but I think it would be premature to jump into something before November, just because we don't know what November may bring. There's a very good possibility that Don Gates will be state senator again for us. There's a very good possibility that, Donald Trump will be the president. There are certainly possibilities and probabilities in the future of ways that we may have the ability to get some things done. I think one of the things that's important is United Bridge Partners, as part of their presentation, the very first slide they had was FDOT Secretary Jared Perdue, quotes of him testifying to Congress about the fact that, the state of Florida is the third largest state in the union, and yet we get a little over 1% of the funding for infrastructure, and that's a clear problem, in my opinion, and that's why I made the comments this morning that I feel as though it's quite likely that we're being penalized for both our economic success and our political climate. But we'll see what November brings.
Talking with Commissioner Colton Wright here on News Radio Pensacola. The other discussion, not necessarily today, although there was some public comment, but on Monday, there was the discussion over the renewal of the property management agreement with Juana's Pagodas out at Navarre Beach. And I know that there was no action taken this week, but if you could just kind of explain what it is that they're looking for, some of the back and forth of why this is a good idea, and then some of the other ideas, and then also, because this is coming back onto the agenda in June, what would your expectations be for that meeting as it relates to this particular topic?
Well, I'll start on that part. So they'll be coming back to us on June 10th. That meeting will be at the Tiger Point Community Center. Roughly once a quarter, we do a board meeting there for the South End residents to have closer access to them. So we'll be... Juana's Pagodas and the Rudzki family would be coming back to the board and discussing the item at that time. So I'm sure the discussion would be a lot more robust. But the gist of it is they currently have 11 years left on a 30-year management agreement with the county. They currently give 5% of gross proceeds back to the county as part of that agreement. And they effectively started from nothing, just a bare sandy beach, to building their first pagoda, and now over the years, roughly $2.5 million of capital investment in hard infrastructure and buildings to get to where they are now. They're clearly an anchor to Navarre Beach and a staple of the beach. And, they currently want to pursue a federal grant to help offset their energy costs during the summertime with solar panels. Part of that requirement is they have to have a significant period of time, for kind of a repayment or kind of an amortization schedule, even though they're not paying for it. Mm. And 11 years simply doesn't fit that need. Not to mention, if there was to have a hurricane come through or some kind of major expense they need to go out and find some emergency funding for, the SBA and other banks are simply not going to be able to fund $300,000 or $400,000 in repairs that have to be done quickly, and do that without going out on, similar to a 15-year loan. And no one's going to give it to you if you only have an 11-year lease, effectively. So it's just simple math, and it's basic business principles, in action.
All right. Well, Commissioner, we'll get you out of here on that. I hope you have a good Memorial Day weekend. Any big plans, or are you just going to kind of lay low, take it easy?
Well, I think we've got plenty of work to do. We'll try to find some rest where we can. We definitely have some events at the Veterans Park in Milton, as well as Navarre Park. There'll be some Memorial Day proclamations and events. And just real quick, if I can, I just want to say congratulations to Jared Lowe as our new assistant county administrator, and Sabrina White as our new budget director. We finalized their contracts today at the board, and I just want to officially welcome them on, and they'll be great members of the team moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other good piece of item that was passed today, some new radios for the fire department, because equipment gets old, you got to replace them, and so the board took that action today as well. So that's much right. needed for the fire department. All right, Colton, we'll let you go on that. We appreciate your time, and have a good Memorial Day weekend. All right.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right. Thank you so much again. That's Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner, joining us here on News Radio Pensacola. Austin, got a few issues on the roadways right now.
Yes. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10 going past Pine Forest Road, we still got some issues there that reach for a little bit. It does appear like it's slowly but surely phasing out, but we just, still giving us trouble. Northbound on Pine Forest Road approaching 9 Mile, and southbound on Pine Forest Road coming from 9 Mile, we've still got some very heavy congestion going both ways there. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling southbound towards Detroit Boulevard, causing you some grief at this time also. And now we've got issues on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Highway 98. And that's just in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway still has some minor issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway still has some runoff from an accident report if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street is still backed up decently past the Circle K. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, Alan Strum with the update on the forecast.
Clear skies during the overnight hours with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Beautiful and mostly sunny again on Friday with highs in the mid-80s, some spots upper 80s. And this weather continues all the way through the Memorial Day weekend with only a tiny less than 10% chance for an isolated shower or storm to pop up. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Ready for a rapid fire round here. We go through some of the second half headlines here this hour in Health, Business, and Science Notes today. The Justice Department announcing a lawsuit against Live Nation. They're the parent company of Ticketmaster. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the government alleges Live Nation relies on unlawful anti-competitive conduct to exercise its monopoly.
Yes.
Control over the live events industry. And big news here, if you're driving around, perhaps, I'm running low on gas. Well, until 7 o'clock this afternoon, Circle K is having their fuel day. So that is discounts of up to 40 cents per gallon of gasoline. Company says it donates 10% of its profits during fuel day to the Children of Fallen Patriots Foundation. So perhaps in our traffic reports, heavy congestion around each and every Circle K in the listening area would probably be appropriate.
Yeah, I'll have to look out for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And customers looking to order Jeeps, first all-electric vehicle, can make a reservation beginning May 31st. The new Wagoneer S is expected to be available in the fall ahead of the all-electric Jeep Recon SUV. The Wagoneer S will feature an estimated range of 300 miles on a charge and have 600 horsepower. Pricing for it has not been announced.
Chris Hemsworth getting his Hollywood Walk of Fame star today. Of course, best known for playing Thor in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Latest film, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, debuting this weekend as well. Train founding member and bassist Charlie Collin, dead at the age of 58. He died after slipping and falling in the shower while house-sitting in Belgium. And Call of Duty video game franchise making a return with Call of Duty Black Ops 6. It'll be the next game released in the series. More details will be revealed at the 2024 Xbox Game Showcase on June 9th. 450, recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news coming up next.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about James Calkins' opposition to a renegotiation of the agreement deal with Juanas Pagodas and what and why. Well, we talked about it. Also did some substantial analysis of a recent Supreme Court decision dealing with impact fees out of California and talked about the Escambia County Commission's treatment of the OLF-8 project proposals and discussed the frivolous question of whether you still use paper maps in any way. You can listen to all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at News Radio Pensacola, Joe and Austin hanging out with you a day before a Friday. It's always a good feeling, especially before a holiday weekend. Hope you have big plans for the Memorial Day weekend. Austin, you got anything exciting going on? Any family barbecues that I'm invited to?
No, none that you're invited to, because from what I know of, there are none going on. If my family has anything planned like that, I am not aware of it. But I'm assuming you've got something family related going on.
It's called packing up our apartment, getting stuff ready for our movie. I got our first walkthrough of our house coming up tomorrow. So very exciting.
Oh yeah, no, that's good.
Looking at our quickly top three stories here, forecasters predicting an above normal Atlantic hurricane season between 17 and 25 named storms, hurricanes between 8 to 13. And then 4 to 7 major hurricanes of Cat 3 strength or higher. In Iowa, at least 4 people dead, 35 more injured after a tornado tore through Greenfield, Iowa on Tuesday. And a bipartisan border bill failing to clear the Senate for a second time in months after a vote today. Senator shooting it down on a 43-50 vote. A final check this hour of the roads and weather. How are they looking?
Well, let's see. Still got the same several spots we were dealing with earlier. Let's see. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10, this is if you're passing over Pine Forest Road. We still got some pretty heavy backups on the interstate there. Pine Forest Road itself still giving us a lot of issues, whether it be you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling southbound towards Detroit Boulevard, still giving us some issues in that immediate vicinity. And we now have confirmation of an accident. This is near downtown Pensacola. It's on I-110 if you are traveling southbound, it seems. Or perhaps if you are getting onto the ramp there. Either way, it looks like there's congestion going both ways that is going to have you backed up quite extensively if you are in that area. So be on the lookout for that. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still dealing with some minor backups. And same with Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Had an accident there earlier this hour that is still causing some runoff that's not very ideal. And then it's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. The congestion there is backed up a little ways past the Circle K.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see. Another texture there. Yeah, the traffic light getting off at I-10 at Davis. I don't know if you remember if you mentioned that or not. But
I did not.
We're obviously close to the area there. We had our power flicker off and back on, about an hour ago? So
I think it was right before we went live.
Yeah, so traffic is getting snarled because of that as well. Looking at some wackier stories and good news as well. Let's see what we got here today. Bark Air is launching the first ever airline catered to dogs. Started by pet company Bark, the airline aims to revolutionize flying for dogs and launches today. A domestic flight sets you back about $6,000 a ticket. International tickets, about $8,000. If you're flying Bark Air, the bang for your buck is flying international, because $6,000 domestically is stupid. Flights for May and almost all of June are sold out, so apparently people are scooping it up,
I guess.
The company will offer white paw service with earmuffs and treats for its pups.
Oh my goodness!
Are you in on as a animal lover and a multi pet owner? Are you in on Bark Air?
Even if I had that kind of money, and even if I had a dog, I would not do that.
What if there was
a cat thing? I wouldn't do that either, because I'd still be broke. Everyone on a Frontier flight out of Charlotte had to deplane after a woman in an exit row joked that she wouldn't help in an emergency. She said out loud, quote, "I'm not going to save anybody. If something happens, I'm going to save myself first."
All right.
I mean, thanks, hun. Normally, if you said that, they'd just move you to a different row, but she ended up being a handful in more ways than one, so they kicked her off the flight. A passenger posted footage of her arguing with flight attendants. She kept yelling about getting home to babysit her grandson and said she was calling her lawyer. The pilot eventually had to get police to escort her off. No word on charges yet, but they led her across the tarmac in handcuffs.
Yeah, also in, thank you, Texter. Austin didn't catch that, the scooping it up pun. You didn't catch that there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, we have our texters that are
keeping me in check.
Keeping you in check, because normally you're right on my puns.
Oh, sorry about that.
Good news, a 5-year-old kid near Jacksonville kept calling 911 asking for a pepperoni pizza. I mean, who among us wouldn't do that? So some cops swung by Domino's and brought him one. They posted a photo on social media joking that justice and a delicious meal had been served that day. I wonder if they would do it for me.
Probably
Sheriff
not.
Simmons, if you're listening, let us know if that would work out for me.
Call him and find out. The graduating class at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore is buzzing after a surprise performance by Stevie Wonder at Thursday's commencement ceremony.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. The legendary singer-songwriter performed two of his many hits, You Are the Sunshine of My Life and I Just Called to Say I Love You. Wonder was one of six 2024 JHU honorary degree recipients.
You know, I went down a rabbit trail yesterday. I watched old YouTube videos of like some old World Series games. And this story just triggered something in my mind. Like, you know, if I'm going to a sporting event or if I'm at an event like a graduation, who would I want to be like the surprise person that like sings the national anthem or just does anything? I went back and I was watching game one of the 2005 World Series. It was the White Sox and the Astros. Josh Groban sang the national anthem for that game. It was, I'd never heard of the rendition. I'd never heard it before because I was in college and we didn't have access to TVs. So I didn't know that until yesterday that Josh Groban had sung the national anthem at game one of the World Series. I was thinking that who would that person be that I would want to surprise me? It would be Josh Groban, but That was completely random.